already did.
We did? All right, awesome. Hey, everyone. It's episode 3 of the We Are Martians podcast. We made it. It's 3. It's fantastic.
Not 4.
Not 4. If you think it's 4, it's because you're an idiot. It's 3.
Wow. It's because you said fantastic.
We should label this 4 so that way people think that it is. Then they'd all be idiots.
I'm pretty sure Led Zeppelin 4 is like their 5th or 6th album.
Probably. It wouldn't. Honestly, at this point, it wouldn't surprise me. With me today, those two other sensual voices that you hear. We have Nick.
All right.
Yeah.
And we have Joey returning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's fantastic to have you here, especially to talk about a topic that we're going to get to in a little bit.
Welcome. How's the chain around your ankle feel?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
You like chafing? Shaving a little bit?
It was at first, but I just got a little baby powder going.
Okay.
And honestly, being locked in Lucas's basement isn't as bad as you would think it is. I mean,
we weren't sure what to do with our guests. For those of you that listen to all of them, as you know, episode 1 we had Chris. And right after, you know, we just killed him. We killed
Chris. The decomposition, I mean, I'd prefer that you would remove his body from the quarters you have me locked up in.
I prefer you tell me not how to tend to my house, sir.
All right, yeah. Yes, sir.
We killed Chris. Didn't really feel right, so for the second one, we had Joe come on. Then me and Nick just thought of it. Kidnapping.
Yeah.
So Joe now lives down here with the sound equipment.
And as you can hear, the tuberculosis isn't too bad. I mean,
oh, dude, these walls just...
It's mostly asbestos.
These walls are more asbestos than wall at this point.
Oh, right, okay.
All right, so, but enough talk about holding people against their will in my basement.
Please help.
Please help. Oh, by the way, did you see the SoundCloud? I'm not locked in the basement. I did see the SoundCloud, but I
couldn't read the tags. I had it on I had it on the mobile version.
The tags, it says. It's like, it just goes into all these tags, and then it's just like, help. Please send help. I'm locked in Lucas's basement. I haven't seen the light of day in weeks.
I wasn't even aware of that ongoing joke.
Dude, apparently.
Obviously, because I've been locked in the basement.
Well, apparently,
let me tell you something about my mobile SoundCloud interface, because harkening back to last episode, we all know I have Windows Phone. So, naturally, most websites ask me if I'd like to download the Google Play version of their website, and I say, no, I can't. This is a Windows Phone. So, I don't have a rewind feature on my SoundCloud, so when I was listening to the podcast last night, I tried to fast forward when I accidentally restarted it and caused my phone to go into this furious glitch where it was going back to the beginning of the podcast like 7 times where you go, hey.
That's super high energy greeting.
So I spent the next like 90 seconds.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Thank you, Windows. Moving on.
We Are Martians Trap Remix. First topic of the day today is Batman v Superman. We've talked about it every episode. We said we wouldn't.
I feel now like I've seen it.
I've
pretty much got everything I need to know.
You got it without seeing it. That's the best thing you could have done.
We keep telling him this is the last time. We're done. We'll never think about you again. And
right.
Then there he is. We've let him back into our lives, and
it hurts.
It hurts. Yeah. So we talked about before. There's going to be an R-rated cut on Blu-ray and DVD.
It's exactly what I wanted, actually.
You didn't like anything in that movie? Here's the remedy. Let's make it 30 minutes longer.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait, you still haven't seen the first one? Will you please see this one, too? No.
Well, maybe. Well, you might not have to wait. There is a rumor, according to comicbookmovie.com, and that rumor is that Warner Brothers is so impatient for us to see this. They want us to see this so bad. They will be releasing it in theaters. I don't know the exact timetable, but the R-rated cut in theaters. I guess this could be because that this movie hasn't been as financially successful for them as they'd hoped.
Yeah, probably because it's a giant heaping pile of hot garbage, and they think that maybe if they pour some more blood and swear words on that pile of hot garbage, then it'll somehow get less hot.
I hope they're just, like, terribly dubbed in.
Yeah, right, and the fact that... Well, wait, did you say there is a release date or there isn't a release?
There is not a release date yet.
I was going to say if it came out in like 5 days.
It's just
days.
The same movie, but like they dub over swear words and they edit blood in and you're like, what the fuck?
It's the same movie, but instead of like the pop filter in the corner, it's just male genitalia. Every, like, 5 minutes.
Just, oh, and a quick spoiler alert. Just for the scene where the dude in the wheelchair explodes, just have him shout, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, right before it blows up.
And a guy in a wheelchair explodes? Dude.
Oh, yeah.
all the time.
Joe's not seeing this. Yeah. He's
I had no intention.
Plus, I said spoiler alert, and he did not leave the room, so...
Yeah, I think I listened more intently. I'm like, finally, I get to know something about him. Yeah.
The scene Let's where hear Superman it. Dies is just him shitting his pants.
Oh, so, so he does die.
Yes, he does die.
Does Doomsday well,
no,
kill him?
Technically.
Doomsday yeah, does cool. kill him.
And he's an old man, and he shits his pants, or did I
he
just...
Just... That's what happens when people die, dude.
Really?
They void their bowels.
You know, when people die, they void their bowels.
Have you not seen South Park?
South Park. Come on, dude, I feel like South Park. You were a paramedic.
I think John Wayne died with 40 pounds of fecal matter in his body. I don't think that got voided.
Come on, dude, you're Fireman Joey. You should know.
Fireman Joe. You should know all about
fecal matter.
Contrary
to popular belief, I rarely remove my patient's pants to see.
While he's on the job.
To see if they pooped or not, especially if they're dead.
Get me out of this burning building,
prefer to stay away from them.
So Batman v Superman.
Oh, boy.
R-rated. Come back to theaters. Don't see it.
No intention of doing so. I still haven't seen it.
If it sounds like I'm frustrated, it's partly because of this movie, but also partly because it stopped recording a little while ago, and we just went on for 20 minutes, got, like, 3 more topics. Realized it wasn't recording.
Luke just kind of like
I just shattered your.
He just sort of like simmered in his anger yeah. about Batman and Superman for 30 minutes, and now he's being asked to do it again. So this
well,
is
I mean,
a
we
very,
just did it in this. Yeah. This is a new timeline now. All right, this is we just talked about
Batman. So basically, there's the R-rated Batman v Superman. It's going to be released in theaters. Fuck that movie. Okay, next topic.
Next topic. Tomb Raider.
If you no. can't tell, I'm upset too.
Yeah, Tomb Raider.
I'm all right with talking about Tomb Raider again, though.
Again, which we've already talked about.
I'm going to go over this all again. You ready for this shit?
So Gerard Butler is in Cradle of Life, and I'm pretty sure there's nipple in the first one.
That's it. Next topic.
That was really my contribution. Maybe not in that order, but...
That was...
But we also went over the fact that there was nipple in Resident Evil 2.
Correct.
Also, the first... It was the first Resident Evil movie. Anyways, moving on. So, the Tomb Raider games... I own both of them.
Well, wait, before we talk about the game,
shut up.
We didn't even talk about the movie. The reason, okay, the news story that was brought up.
Yeah, might
for.
Make a movie.
Come on. Right? And, yeah, the rumor is it's going to be coming out 2017 based on the new games Tomb Raider and Rise of the Tomb Raider, which, like, just came out within a few months for Xbox and PC. No PS4, sorry. It'll be based on those games, and apparently they're trying to get Daisy Ridley of The Force Awakens to there star as the new Lara Croft. I think it's great. Nick's a huge fan of the games, and what makes the games so great, and why do you think it would work as a movie?
So, the games are really great because, first of all, they're the first games in a long time that I've played, like, repeatedly. Like, I beat the game and then was like, I want to beat that again. And then I beat it again and was like, I want to beat that again. And then I beat it again. I beat both games on every single difficulty. Every single time, and I 100%
of the
game.
I feel the same way about Resident Evil 6. I like, just can't stop playing it. I love it so much.
Nobody ever.
Play the game again as Ada Wong. Fuck. Absolutely.
Yeah, do you remember? Okay. Anyway, so those games didn't sell too well. Mostly because of marketing, I would say, honestly. Just, like, marketing mistakes. Just shit like that. Like the first one, they advertised it, like, a lot, but it wasn't, like, a whole, like, a major advertisement. And people bought it. Like, it sold decent, but the second one, their first mistake was releasing it. They said they would release it for every console. Then Microsoft paid them money, and they were like, okay, we'll release it for only Xbox One. And then they released it for PC also. And then, you know, like you said, they're going to probably release it for PS4. But they also released it on the exact same day that Fallout 4 came out. And Fallout 4 was, like, one of the most anticipated games of the year.
Greatest game of all time.
I got so bored of that game so fast. I beat the game. I was like, what do I do now? Yeah, like, there's side quests.
The
yeah, and then I made Gortho the Destroyer when I was drunk. Anyways, so it's... those games are really good. Like, the story is really, really good. Well, I mean, I think that it's really, really good. People might not agree with me. But the, like, combat and stuff is really cool. Like, stealth. You can, like, the stealth stuff is really good. The survival aspect, when you play on survival mode, like the difficulty survivor. And the DLCs for the second one are really good. I don't think I've played the DLCs for the first one, which I need to do, honestly. But the second one has really good DLCs. They have the Baba Yaga, which is like a witch that you have to find. And then the second one just came out recently, which is something in darkness. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but...
Star Trek?
Yeah. Star, you know, Into Darkness.
I thought that was
cool. And you have to fight Khan. No. you have to...
That's what I'm talking about.
You have to fight... Or, like, work your way around zombies and stuff. It's like a regular survival thing, but it's... I thought it was really cool. But it's...
Does it have the elevator music from the Resident Evil movies?
That would be amazing. No, but I... You know, the games are really good, and I think they would transfer over, like, really well into movie format. Like, they would make really good movies because...
So are they going to be... Is the movie going to be based off these games?
Yeah, I think so, right? Because
the movies. If Lucas cared at all about this conversation,
Lucas is looking at his phone.
Luke
was vigorously fact-checking everything.
I am. No, I was looking because I thought I had something else for us to talk about, but I do not.
Okay, so what I was saying was the movies are going to be based off the new games.
Yes,
right?
the new games.
So they'll probably be pretty good, I think, at least. They might, I mean, they obviously have a chance to
They have the potential to be good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is more than you can say about a lot of video game-based movies.
And if Daisley Ridley really is Lara Croft, like, if she plays Lara Croft, I'm alright with that. Just because...
They'll have your money for the ticket?
Yeah. Yeah. It's right. it just sounds... That sounds pretty cool.
I hope that this is the movie that, like, takes video game movies from not being terrible. Or it could just be another Double Dragon. Who knows?
So, Oscar-worthy, but not winning an Oscar? Is that what you mean by it's a Double Dragon?
What I'm saying is basically stop listening to this podcast and go watch Double Dragon right now.
Yeah, and then you probably won't ever listen to it again because you'll be re-watching Double Dragon
for the rest of time.
For the rest of your life.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think it would make a really good movie. Or movies.
Double Dragon.
But yeah, the other one that, the other movies that we wanted to talk about were Rogue One.
Rogue One. I mean, yeah, trailer came
that
out.
That was a terrible transition. I apologize,
that was
people.
Terrible Star Wars.
Do you see, can you tell that I'm really upset about it not recording earlier? Because, like,
so we
I'm
had,
really...
like, some fantastic stuff.
Megacast.
We had jokes, and they're just not there anymore.
I think a good disclaimer before all your podcasts would be, we just recorded one that was amazing, it was so funny, and then it got deleted. So
now you're stuck with this.
So here's this.
One of these days, we'll remember to press record before we start talking. Maybe.
New Star Wars movie, huh?
Star Wars,
oh, man.
Rogue One.
So much Star Wars, man. I love it. Disney.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story coming out.
Disney.
So my friend was like, hey, I'm going to Disney World this summer. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's like, I'll take a picture with Chewbacca for you. I'm like, you just said you were going to Disney World. Oh, yeah, Star Wars is Disney
now.
Did
you tell your friend to fuck off?
Yeah, I did. Right afterwards, I was like...
Star Wars Rogue One trailer came out.
So if you hear a weird, abrupt edit, it's because Joe farted and it was hilarious.
Okay, only you won't hear an edit because we're keeping it. We'll do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. All right.
Star Wars?
Yeah, Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Okay.
We put a small team together to assemble this 8-bit graphic of the Death Star exploding.
So for those of you that, here is the hole, fly to it,
and then this will happen.
So for those of you that don't know, Star Wars Rogue One takes place right before A New Hope, and it's the story of a small team of rebels that went and stole the plans to the original Death Star. It's being directed by Gareth Edwards.
Commander, tear the ship apart until you found those plans, and bring me the passengers. I want them alive. Like that.
That's it. That's the movie.
That's right before
Gareth Edwards
right
before directed that, Godzilla.
Yes.
Directed this. Freaking, I don't know, I think it looks good. Opens up with a little nostalgia piano of like the Tatooine theme.
Yeah.
Goes in. Then
I
we
think
see
we're
some
much caught up now.
Yeah, we
see nostalgia piano is where we wanted to.
I think that's where wait.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still recording. We're still recording. We just checked. We're good.
And nostalgia piano was explained to me in a past take, so now we don't have to discuss it.
We don't.
At least not what it is, but we can talk
about where we've seen it recently
because it's popular.
Jurassic World and
Jurassic
Ghostbusters.
World,
there you go.
Ghostbusters.
The new, yep. have you seen the new Ghostbusters trailer?
You're gonna get sad. No, yeah, you don't
Marissa
want to.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah,
and
we're gonna. Oh, okay.
It's
is
really
that her
bad.
Name?
Melissa McCarthy.
If all right, Melissa. If Joe comes back, he's gonna be a sad, sad man after this. We'll show it to him after. But yeah, so nostalgia piano.
You know who else did
what
it?
What is the
kinda
piano doing? Like.
No, it's fewer notes. It's literally just.
Oh, okay. That's lame, man. It's gotta be 80s. Like,
it's
gotta be all synth bass and banging.
Best part of that trailer.
Dude, no, but the only other trailer I can think of that did, like, good nostalgia stuff, but it wasn't nostalgia piano.
What?
It was Terminator. Do you remember when it does the glitches
nostalgia
in the audio?
That wasn't for the most recent one. That was,
no, that was for
that was
Salvation.
Salvation, yeah.
Because it went...
Yes.
And I was like...
I didn't even notice
that. Oh, and then right before that, cuts out and is like, this is John Connor.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I got real excited the first time, and then I watched the movie and was like, this isn't that good.
Yeah, and you're like, what the
hell? I was like, why is Batman there? I don't understand what's happening.
And why is...
But Rogue One, we saw the
trailer. What's his name?
Kyle Reese.
Why is Kyle Reese like 100 pounds lighter and 6 inches shorter? And
for some reason he looks
but
like...
next year he's going to go bang my mom. And he's going to be way hotter and buff.
He's definitely the Russian kid from fucking Star Trek. What's happening
right
now?
He's definitely Charlie Bartlett.
Okay. So Rogue One.
Rogue One. We saw the trailer. Couple cool shots. Looked like them like running through like an open desert. And there are just four giant... AT-ATs just...
Have you found anything yet? Not a thing, sir.
We ain't found shit.
I would love it if someone... Do you have the plans?
Comb the desert.
Yeah, it looks cool. I wish they would, like, kind of give us more. I don't like this whole, like, secretive, you know?
I mean,
who are all these people? You know, that doesn't make me want
to
see
it. They're trying to
know
avoid
what's going
falling
on.
Into the trap of, like... overly explaining them, because that's like Batman v Superman did in one of its trailers, was it literally laid out for you beat by beat what that movie was gonna be. Opening, Batman was in Metropolis when Superman fought, then later Batman fights people, then Batman meets Superman in the Batmobile and he's like no, then Lex Luthor ducks Superman, then they fight, Batman Superman fight, and then Doomsday shows up and he's like "Rrr," and then he fires a laser out of his face. Probably the only part I liked about that movie is that while Superman has
laser
eyes,
face, huh?
Oh yeah, no, every
orifice
on his face, laser just comes out of.
Well, the name like Doomsday, you better have
laser,
laser
face.
Skin.
No, laser face. It's right. And then Wonder Woman shows up.
I use proactive.
And they team up. And they team up to fight him, and that would beat by beat the movie. But this, I like
it. Though, if you have a movie that's called Someone versus Someone, if you don't have like sort of an idea of what it's about. You're
I'm down for short
huge,
of an idea.
Gigantic turn.
I'm not down for the trailer putting it in the exact order we're gonna see everything, and then like, well, did I just watch the movie?
Yeah,
I think I just watched the movie.
Yeah, and they definitely don't need to do that. But I would like
the
a
Rogue
more,
One trailer
you know,
and every
it,
trailer for Episode 7 avoided this. But the thing I want to focus on is, like, when that Episode 7 trailer came out, like, how pumped were you? Like,
pretty insane.
You would have had your skepticism, I'm sure, but the fact is you saw the Millennium Falcon again, or that next one with Han Solo, Chewie.
That was easily the best part of the trailer. Seeing Harrison Ford and having the whole Chewbacca yell and stuff. And, like, the trailer was so much fun, and obviously I watched it and then chose to not keep up with much after that, and even went into the theater with, a week later, first of all, because I wanted to avoid the chaos.
Yeah.
But went in with some pretty low expectations. Not like that sort of Star Wars arrogance, you know, they're not the originals or anything, but just, like, be prepared for something different and for a new generation.
Episode one had hype, too.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it was great. It was really it was really an awesome experience
to see
a new Star Wars movie it was a good movie. Yeah. It was a good, you know?
And I don't know if this is because it's not a main entry, or if this is because, like, I didn't see a lot of things like new. Like, true, I saw the Death Star. I saw some like the old vehicles, mm-hmm. and it was fantastic to see those again. But like, I'm just not as hyped. I'm wondering, like, is this what it's gonna feel like now that we're getting one Star Wars a year for like the next 5 years?
Yeah, I think it is gonna wear off. I don't think you're gonna have as much hype.
Like, because
you'll have it in niche groups, but I don't think that the world will be taken.
There's going to be more hype for, like, the main entries, for sure. But I'm just not feeling as much hype. I mean, I can't see anything like I can immediately identify from the trailer as, oh, this is bad. Just the hype.
No, and I don't think anything will be bad. It'll just be like, well, we're going to get Star Wars every year. It's never going to go away because it belongs to Disney. And it'll just kind of become a normal part of our lives, which will sort of take away
that special
from the magic a little bit, but
the magic
no one can
seeing.
Ever take away your VHS tapes. No, exactly. They can't take away your original cuts. So, you know, bounce them onto a DVD and just call it a day, because that's all you need at the end of the day.
That's true. That is very true.
Not George Lucas's $80 punch in the face in the form of those ridiculous Blu-rays and special edition where they, like, added CG hair on Ewoks and tossed another no on Darth Vader.
They didn't even toss in a new one. They just reused the old one.
Same freaking one. Do you think at that point he just understood how angry he's gotten the Star Wars community?
There had to be a little respect bit of trolling.
He has. And he just decided, you know, I pretty much destroyed Han Solo's character by making him a reactionary, you know, like this kind of guy who only shoots in self-defense and magically dodges laser bullets. Might as well destroy Darth Vader's character, too, and make him sort of regret killing the Emperor and, like, going to the side of good. Like, the whole you just made three movies leading up to this one moment where Darth Vader turns himself around and redeems his character, and you're making him sort of regret killing the like what? You should call it like Star Wars Episode 6. You know, like I don't know, like Return of the Jedi maybe? I don't know, really. Call it that. Return of the Jedi ... I don't know, maybe. ...
I can see the VHS box sleeve in my mind. It's mostly text and there's just like a tiny picture in the corner.
Hey, as long as we're talking about Star Wars, shout out to Eric. Excuse me if I mispronounce the last name. I'm going off memory here. Bowersfield, the voice of Admiral Akbar.
Oh, didn't he pass away?
He did.
Yeah.
And,
oh, dude, he was like in his 90s.
And Bib Fortuna, at 93.
Dude.
There's a really cool, like, short interview with him that got posted up. I think it was on, like, NPR's website. He does a short interview with someone. He saw Jedi once. He never saw any other Star Wars movie.
That's amazing.
He flew his mom and sister. I don't know any other family, but he flew them out to like L.A. to see it when it came out.
That's amazing.
And when he tried to point out to his mother, "Hey, that you know, that's me," during the whole concentrate on fire pine. Obviously, it's a trap. But she was like, "Shh, shh." You know, she was so taken aback by the movie. I thought that was a cool because his parents weren't very supportive when he moved out west, and you know he wanted to prove them he was actually doing something, so he flew them out to see Star Wars, and they were like so taken by the movie. But
the horrendous fish face monster, that's me, Mom. This is who I am now.
Dewanawanga. And also that amazing named Fortuna.
Yes.
They want a long.
But Rogue One, probably like one of the more anticipated movies of the year, and that's what I kind of wanted to end on.
I'm stoked to see it. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, well, we haven't really had a chance to, like, we talked about, like, a couple upcoming movies on this show. I wanted to take a moment and see if I can just get...
Just sit right there, and I'll tell you all about
can
it.
Can I undo your segue for one more thing about Rogue One?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Fuck Lucas.
I got a question about the return of Boba Fett, because he should still be around in this Star Wars universe. He should still be somewhere, all right? If, I mean, he hasn't died. He's not dead, and Han Solo is still alive at that point. So are they going to undo the Lucas canon and bring back the old voice, make him just like an ambiguous British person, or are they going to stick to the fact that he's like the child of a sort of Mexican clone with
you don't know what race he was.
Yeah, ambiguous, really. I mean,
I'm not sure what their exact plan
because
is.
Because this is my biggest concern with Star Wars. Believe it or not, like, out of everything happening with Star Wars, all I want to know is, are they going to get rid of that whole... Because we know what Boba Fett looks like now. He looks like Jango Fett, right? Yeah. He's his exact clone. I just don't know about this. Are they gonna... I don't know. I don't... Will they remake the first three movies? I don't know. I don't... It's hard to...
Can I have my segue back?
Yeah,
Boba Fett... Sorry, shut up.
I'm just really concerned about Boba Fett, guys.
You're talking about in Rogue One. Boba Fett being in Rogue One?
Well, I'm just talking about being in this current Star Wars universe. Yeah, he might be in Rogue One. He might be running around trying to prevent...
Oh, maybe. If someone hires him, he's a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
But the Empire hadn't, like, hired him.
But I heard talk of, like, Boba Fett being in movies, you know?
I did hear something about... I think he was going to actually be in that young Han Solo movie.
Oh, my God.
Which, let me be clear, if you're going to do these Star Wars side stories, I give more respect to the guy who's like, I want to do kind of like a heist thriller about stealing the plans to the original Death Star.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, okay, take some money for that. Then the guy walks in after him and says, young Han Solo, and then just gets all the money to make that.
Are you talking about the movie where Han Solo gets the shit kicked out of him while he plays drums? Is that a movie you're talking about? Or the movie where Han Solo...
You mean that Iron Man sequel where Han Solo gets shit kicked out of him while playing drums?
For those of you...
No, it's actually... I think it's a Spider-Man sequel, actually.
Yeah,
for
most of you...
By
J. Jonah Jameson.
Who weren't in my living room when we had this conversation, they're talking about Whiplash. Miles Teller, who was in Whiplash, possibly being young Han Solo.
Or are you talking about the Han Solo that teams up with three other disgusting mutants... And, they don't sell out a movie. Are you talking about that Han Solo? The one that was fucking pure trash?
He's talking about Fantastic Four, the reboot.
Fan-four-stick.
I have a question about the Han Solo movie. Do I get to play Han Solo?
Yes, moving on.
I thought you were going to say no, to which case I was going to say, then I'm not going to go see it. And I'm angry about it, okay? Yeah, moving on is right.
Yeah.
Young Han Solo. There is a young Han Solo. His name's Harrison Ford, and he's in episodes 4, 5, and 6. Moving on.
So, to end it, I just kind of wanted to go over, like, still a lot of movies coming out this year, a lot of big tentpoles. I just wanted to get your guys' like, top three in no particular order.
Top three? I thought I only had to do one.
Yeah.
I thought it was top three between the three of us. And we're just gonna agree which one was the best.
No, Joe, you actually
have one.
You can go last and you can like steal ours.
I might actually do that and I'll pretend that I've been thinking about that the whole time. No, I'm gonna get on the internet, see movies coming out in 2016, and I'll tell you what I'm looking
for. See, we have technology in our pockets, people.
So, top three movies that y'all are looking forward to for the rest of the year. Nick, we're going to start with you.
Pressure's on.
You're setting the ground.
I obviously want to see Warcraft.
See episode 2.
Oh, This is actually the first time I think I've seen you without that fucking hat on.
This is the first time I haven't had my hat on.
Like, are you gonna have enough gold saved to go buy the ticket?
I'll have enough gold, probably not enough lumber, honestly. I'm running out of trees. I gotta move to a different gold mine.
I feel like they get gold faster. I feel like they always get gold faster.
Yeah.
The gold would pile up. I never timed it, but
you should have.
If you weren't a huge noob, you would have timed it.
But
get good.
So the Warcraft movie, I cannot wait for that just because of I'm me
and so Warcraft. He saw eight posters came out this week. I sent them all to him.
This is the first time in my life that I want to own movie posters, and I want to own every single movie poster that they release for this fucking movie.
The Gul'dan one, I'm pretty sure I heard him pass out over text. I'm not even sure how that works.
So Warcraft. I'm not gonna go further into that because I'll be on here for like a rant and a half. That is your one
too. Oh, you don't like me going off on a tangent? Is that it?
No, I said me.
Oh no.
Not you. I don't give a fuck if you go off on a tangent.
Well, I'll go off on any tangents while you're talking.
So, thank you. So the Warcraft movie, Ratchet and Clank.
Animated one coming out later this month. Yes.
Because, fuck yes. I played those games when I was a kid, and they were the greatest games.
Yeah.
But then, my third one is Keanu.
This month, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's awesome. A lot of them coming out this month.
That was hilarious.
After June, Nick's just going to be depressed.
I am, pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless they come out with something really good, and video games.
Key and Peele, right?
Yeah.
And they fucking save a cat.
They just save a cat. That's the whole point.
I'm gonna have to amend my list. I am pretty excited about Keanu.
Yeah,
it sounds great. The trailer looked great. I'm down for that too.
Yeah,
the movie looks amazing.
But did it make my top three?
Who cares? I'm up next.
Then by all means,
is there any way to make all three of mine Barbershop the next cut?
I lied to you.
Is there a way that Nicki Minaj's pooper can win best visual effects at the Oscar? Because I'm pretty sure. If that thing isn't a special effect, then it should be. Because if it exists in real life, then there is some sort of magic happening. So anyway, that's number one. I'm pretty excited for The Jungle Book.
The live action Jungle?
All kidding aside, I loved the old Disney one, and I'm pretty stoked for all these cool voices that are going to be in it. I'll pay any amount of money to hear Christopher Walken be the voice of anything, especially a monkey. It should be hilarious.
He's King Louie. Bill Murray as Baloo.
And Bill Murray, like, he was born for that role, right?
He was born to be Baloo. Sounds great.
That's like what he is in all of his movies ever. He's sort of that character, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be rad. And just out of necessity, because of my nationality, I gotta go see The Irishman. I was talking about it with another large Italian friend of mine, and he's really excited about it, and we'll probably go see it together.
That's De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, directed by Scorsese.
Yeah, it's just everyone.
I mean, yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
And I actually hear that they're taking it very seriously, and it's based on true events, I think.
I'm not 100% sure. I just know it exists and that there's a cast and director. That's really all I know.
I'm pretty sure that it's inspired by true events. Some kind of hitman who worked for the mob obviously didn't have Italian blood, hence The Irishman. I guess he was pretty brutal, and it's going to be a brutal movie. So,
well, those are some pretty serious picks. But
yeah, for real.
What will make my list?
Well, Barbershop the next cut, for starters.
Definitely. I don't know. Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Copyright. No.
All right. So my top three, and these guys aren't suckers for the superhero hype machine, but I am, absolutely.
Yeah, forget that.
Fuck you too.
Yeah,
Joe.
Fuck you, Lugan.
Fuck you too, Nick. Fuck all of you. Why are you here? Well, Joe's here because he's locked in my basement, but why are you here? Because you edit the show. Never mind.
Okay, go.
So, if you'd asked me a few months ago what movie I was looking forward to the most in 2016, I would have said Deadpool, but saw it already. It was great.
Go see it if you had it.
Moving on.
Was it everything you wanted it to be?
It actually was, in all honesty. Good. Like, I tried keeping my hype level low for it. It didn't really work. Then I went and see it, and it's like, this is exactly what I wanted from
good.
This movie.
I'm glad.
I am so happy.
I'm glad that even the hardcore fans could enjoy it.
Yeah, but enough about Deadpool. If I start talking about that, I will not stop.
Yeah.
Number three I'd probably put as Suicide Squad.
Okay.
DC can't fuck up again.
Right, and again, high caliber poopers in that
movie.
And I mean, if that doesn't get it up there on your list, I don't know what will.
What about Will Big Willie Style Smith coming back to the big screen? Big Willie Style.
It's a concussion. You need to know about this.
Parents just don't understand. Okay, that's all the Will Smith references.
Just don't understand.
Number two, I'd probably put as, I think I'll go with Civil War. Once again, fuck both of you.
Wow, you pick some really bad movies, dude.
You can go.
Don't worry about it. You know, I can't really have a lower expectation for you, so it's fine.
Yeah. I'm a fanboy. I'm buying into the Iron Machine.
Yeah. Is Scarlett Johansson in it?
Yes.
All right.
So we can stick with the theme.
I mean, I'll go
the theme
because
of
that.
Goobers, once
I
mean, again,
yeah, intact. I know you fancy yourself kind of a film critic, Loki, but I see through your facade. You just rate movies based on the level of
film critic. I'm naming
them.
Like giant studio releases, Mister. I'm gonna name a Scorsese film.
A pooper in Suicide Squad, and there's a pooper in the Avengers. Wait a second, is there a pooper in every blockbuster movie ever made?
We gotta go off air. We need to do a lot of movie watching. We'll be right back. Civil War, Spider-Man's coming back. I'm just like,
the only reason I'm gonna see that movie is because of Spider-Man.
And because I'm making you for this show.
And because of the pooper.
And yeah. I'm making him.
And he's making me because of the show. Yeah. Just like fucking Batman vs. Superman.
Like, probably
which I
more.
Told people was not a good idea.
Everyone knew
it's
it was
gonna
be a
why
movie.
Does she need to wear a leather jumpsuit? I mean, like, as a guy who's dressed up like a couple superheroes for Halloween, like, it's not comfortable. I couldn't do a lot of damage, you know? Like, you know what's realistic? Casey Jones. Because I tried to do, like, sort of a postmodern Casey Jones this Halloween. I had the skinny jeans going and everything. No chance I was fighting crime. So I did the, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles version, like the old movie.
Yeah.
Sweatpants, that cut-off t-shirt, I was ready to go. Agile, mobile. Are you trying to tell me Scarlett Johansson could fight crime in that uniform?
Have you seen,
like,
the
her
new
boobs
Casey
can't
Jones?
Even breathe.
Have you seen the new Casey Jones?
Like the animated one?
No, the next movie that comes out in a few months is going to have Casey Jones.
In 2016?
Yes.
Okay, so my list has been amended.
No, we'll watch the trailer and then we'll let you judge.
Is it animated?
No, it's live action.
Wait, are you talking about like the Michael Bay?
To be fair, Michael Bay is not involved with this one.
Mm.
Do they still look like that? The kind of weird and big.
They've actually adjusted the look a little bit to where it's not as jarring. Like, I'll show you after.
Yeah, we'll take a look.
Yeah, all right. So
they don't
yeah.
have. Do they still have people lips?
I think they actually toned those down.
Because that upset me a little bit.
Yeah, they were weird.
I got uncomfortable.
Suicide Squad, Civil War, and then I just want to laugh a lot like at some point during this year. And the one that makes me look like, it looks like to me that it'll make me laugh a lot is Keanu.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Those guys are so funny.
They are ridiculous. Like, back when their show was on the air, I feel like every week I'd go on Facebook and it's just like, oh, everyone's reposting one of their sketches. One of their sketches is just taking over the internet again.
It was so strange. Because their sketches were absolutely hilarious, and then all the banter in between sketches was not.
They did one thing. I guess spoiler for, like, the final joke of Key and Peele. Throughout their last two seasons, the banter, the live studio stuff, was replaced by them just driving in a car.
Yeah, and that was better. I like that.
But did you see the payoff to it?
No.
About what it was? All of that takes place in their first sketch. Literally, like, they're driving in the car, and at the end of the last episode, they get out. And like, you ready? Ready. So I told her. I said, bitch. 2 seasons of driving in that car so they could get out there.
And say it.
And say that. It was a
awesome.
Beautiful moment.
Dude, those sketches are unreal.
They were great. And
so funny.
And now, like, to see them bringing it to the movies, like, these guys deserve to work forever. Give them your money. Cute kitten.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for Keanu, but sorry, Barbershop. Or sorry, Keanu, Barbershop's not going anywhere. So, number one.
Damn, alright. Anyway, that's about it for this week. Thank you guys again for listening. Shout out to Andy for giving me some feedback. Andy, I love you. You're the greatest person of all time. I miss you. So if you want to...
Shut up, Andy.
I'm sorry. Andy.
I'm sorry. You don't even know Andy.
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Andy.
Anyway, if you... So yeah, by all means, subscribe on SoundCloud, iTunes. You want to follow what we're doing, we're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/WeAreMartians. We have an email at we3martians@gmail.com.
We're also on Pornhub, slutload.
Yep.
Pornhub.
HamsterX.com/WeAreMartians.
Stop plugging your porn career. Stop plugging your career of plugging.
Right? Yeah, they're like, why do they keep calling him Momo? I was like, oh, they know him from that side.
Yeah, we know him from that side of the internet.
Yeah, that's what it is. I apologize, guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's you do high quality work, so I can't knock that.
Yeah, you always have an HD tag.
HD.
By all your videos. And that's really impressive.
I know you commit to your character.
A couple extra bucks for the HD camera.
We did like a
if your time, it was always
rendition of what's going on in your basement right now. Where like this I was basically playing as Joe basement. Just chained up.
Stop it. Stop everything. We're not going there.
We have plenty of chains.
I'm pretty sure my little cousin's listening. I don't know. Stop it. Stop it. Goodbye.
I love you. Work.